K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Kelson.
Hello.
Hey, Kelson, like Nelson with a K?
Yes, like Nelson with a K, exactly.
That's an awesome name.
Very unique.
Thank you. It's not my given name.
Oh, it is not your given name.
No.
Did you make up your own name?
I did. I made up my own name.
Well, you know what? I admire somebody who's ambitious like that. What can we do for you, Kelson?
Well, I have a situation with a young lady that I could use some help with, actually.
Give us some backstory.
We could try if you give us the info.
I like Kelson.
Great. Well, I met this woman at the dog park. And she had immediately just had this spirit. And it's very difficult to date in this day and age for me. I'm not really into technology. I'm not really into the ways people are meeting people nowadays. So it's nice to have an organic connection to someone, you know. I don't do internet, you know, in any way, shape, or form.
Don't do internet.
So like, no Facebook or Instagram?
No, definitely not.
Maybe that's why you sound so calm.
He's organic.
You're organic.
Yes, I am. I'm unworried about all of the internet. People seem to have a great deal of concern for that, and that's not really my. I don't have to worry about it. So
are you getting a good feeling about this young lady? Did you say what her name was?
Yes, sorry. Her name is Chelsea.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can reach out to the spirit of Chelsea and see if we can figure out what's going on here. So what happened? Just didn't call you back? Didn't reach back out?
No, you do have a phone, right?
Yeah.
She was giving me good vibes when I picked her up. Everything seemed fine. She seemed to be in a good place. And somehow, through the course of the evening, she just sort of lost faith and kind of closed herself off. And the energy began to darken. And honestly, you guys, I just don't know what happened. And I'm okay with letting her be who she wants to be. I'm just not sure what I did in the equation that harmed it. And I took her on this surprise date, and I said, you're gonna love this.
Like negative vibes back, right?
I got some dark energy. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God.
I mean, obviously you have a phone because you're calling us, so you did try to contact her, right?
I did try to contact her, yes, but unfortunately she did not return my messages.
Okay. All right, Kelson. Well, I'll tell you what. Hold on a minute. We'll get Chelsea's number off the air, and we're going to reach out to her for you.
Hey, I really appreciate that.
Find out why she didn't love it.
Yeah, I told her. You're gonna love it.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Kelson, otherwise, did you think that you guys, I don't know, had good harmony together? I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I thought there was something really connective about our presence together.
Okay, well, hold on a second here. We'll get going on her phone number and
check out the karma.
See what? Yes. Yeah, see what Chelsea's
Excellent.
Got to say. Hold on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chelsea?
Yeah, this is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea, we're not in the middle of a doggy or kitty exam, are we? We know you're working at a vet's office.
No, I'm taking a break.
Okay.
Oh, perfect timing.
Who is this?
This is a Nancy and Fry guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
And we know you're over in Beaver Creek. We know exactly the animal hospital that you work
Absolutely,
for.
Absolutely, yep.
Oh, yes.
Good
awesome.
For you. Well, you're on a break, so you can talk to us, right?
Sure. What's up?
Well, if we have cats, we know where to take them.
Yes.
We do both have cats.
Exactly.
But okay. Hey, we got a phone call from somebody. Very interesting. We understand you met at the dog park.
Very in touch with his own reality.
Yes. Very zen-like.
Kelson.
Oh, my God. No,
yeah.
No.
So he wants to know what happened to you. He's tried to reach back out. He thought you guys had connectivity.
He called the radio?
Yeah. He's a very interesting dude. Yeah.
He said he hadn't heard back from you.
To say the least, right?
Unique,
yes. I do not want to talk to him.
Well, what happened?
Why?
I had the most awkward experience of my life with that person, and I don't want to be connected with him at all.
Well, tell us what happened.
Yeah, share. He wants to know why you're not reaching out.
All right. We can do it this way. he freaked me out. He, you know, we met at the dog park. I'm trying to be open-minded. You know, I work a lot, so I'm still trying to date. And I thought, okay, well, why not? Go on a first date. And we get in the car, and he won't tell me where we're going. And we drove for 45 minutes until I got terrified that he's some sort of serial killer. And I'm, like, screaming my head off that, tell me where we're going. Tell me where we're going. I'm starting to fear for my life. It was terrifying. He kept saying, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And so all I knew is we're going towards South Ohio.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, towards West Virginia?
Yes. Like, out uptown. And all I could see was a sign that says going to Portsmouth.
Oh my gosh, you were way down there.
Yeah, far out. And I mean, this went on for almost an hour.
So what happened? Where'd you go?
Where'd you end up?
I mean, we didn't end up there because I asked him, you know, where we were going. And I don't even want to say it.
Well, he didn't tell us.
No,
so
yeah, he didn't give us that info.
You want me to tell you? Okay.
Well, yeah.
Please.
Okay. So I'm getting nervous. I'm like, where are we going? You have to tell me where we're going. I don't know this person. And he tells me that we're going to a nude colony.
That's awesome.
And I thought he was the funny thing is that for a minute I thought he was joking, but then I'm like taking this person in and I'm like, he's not kidding.
Oh, he's
we're
for
going
real.
To a nude colony. He's for real.
End up there or what?
No, I was like, take me home. Take me home right now. I mean, I almost called 911. Like, I tried, but I couldn't get a signal.
Oh, no.
So I was like, please just turn around. And finally, you know, he drove me home the other way, 45 minutes home. And it was like the worst. If my Catholic-raised grandmother knew that, you know, I was on the state, she's probably rolling over in her grave.
Oh, no.
I mean, I don't want to ever see him or talk to him again.
Ouch. Well,
I can I say something? Because I'm actually right here.
There he is.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, Chelsea, it's so great to hear your voice again. It's special, something about your energy and my energy and hearing your voice. It just makes me blush just sitting here in my recliner.
Oh my,
it's so nice.
Oh my God.
To hear you again.
Are you kidding me right now? Like, we met once and you drove me in silence, like, toward the wilderness. I don't want to talk to you or see you.
You weren't talking to her.
I recognize now how that could be strange in a situation with someone you don't trust.
Why a nude colony, Kelson?
Yeah, that's
what was
that's
the deal?
An interesting way of first date.
Oh, it's great. You guys haven't been?
No.
It's really wonderful, you guys. It's just a way for people to show off their true selves without the sort of shackles of, you know, what of our society is told us we need to do. And it's a great first date because it allows you to just be completely real and honest with the other person you're with.
Oh, I can't really breathe.
Real and honest? Maybe you should have told me that's where we were going if you're all about that.
I find that when someone's blocked with dark energy, it's probably hard for them to accept that that's where we're going, like, right off the bat.
You know what? Maybe you should have felt my dark energy before you decided to take me to a nude colony.
Watch what you're asking for.
Yeah, you might not want him to feel anything.
Yeah, right.
Actually, my brother lived there, which is how I found out about the place. And like I told you in the car, if you give it a chance, you're going to love it.
Oh, my God.
That is extremely creepy.
maybe we can help.
I don't. Is this? Am I being punked? Is this a joke? Like, I don't understand.
It seems like that.
Kelsey, I don't understand jokes, and I'll tell you that if you haven't been through life yet, you haven't been through life.
Oh.
What
man.
Does that even mean?
I don't know.
Well, we have a. I don't know, Frank.
I don't know.
Go for it.
I don't even know what to
Maybe
say.
Maybe they could go to Yellow Springs or something.
Right, okay. So we have a limo. We can do dinner. We'll find something for you to do if you both agree to do a second date right now. But I don't know.
No, thank you, no.
I could take a step back and say that maybe the nude colony was possibly too much of a stretch on the first date. I'd be super happy to just have dinner and talk and sort of get to know each other before moving on to a different territory.
It's definitely a hard no. That was a huge red flag, like right off the bat. So, like, one I haven't ever experienced before.
Well, you don't think he sounds nice at all? You said he sounded creepy.
Oh, God.
He sounds like he has zero boundaries, and I can't, but thank you for the offer.
Kelson, looks like this ain't going to work
there
out,
dude.
There
you go, Kelson.
Sorry.
Hey, you know, that's okay, because I got the answer I was looking for. And honestly, guys, without love, there is no nudity.
What do you even mean by that?
Sometimes.
What do I want to know?
There is, you know, there's nudity.
Because all good things and all good dates lead to nudity eventually. Hey, can I say one more thing?
Of course.
Oh, I don't know.
Brian, Nancy.
What?
I highly recommend you get in touch with your true selves as well. If you ever want to check it out down there, it's a pretty excellent way to spend a weekend.
Yeah, we got your number.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for all your help.